Duke University's resident master drummer of African and Afro-Cuban music, Bradley Simmons, died last month at the age of 73. WUNC's race, class, and communities reporter Aaron Sanchez Guerra was one of Simmons' students and brings us this remembrance of the life and legacy of his musical mentor.
If you ever came across anyone dancing to African diasporic music in North Carolina, chances are that the drumming master Baba Bradley Simmons was involved. For nearly three decades, he was widely known as a percussion instructor at Duke University, where he directed the Duke, Djembe, and Afro-Cuban ensembles. But his history started long before that. He was born in New York City in 1951 and started drumming when he was nine. He went on to be part of the old guard of African-American percussionists in New York, who made African dance music popular in the West. Simmons performed on Broadway and drummed for legendary African dancing schools.
Welcome to Timbuktu.
Known as Baba Bradley, he moved to Durham in the 1990s, and he was hard to miss, a towering man with a commanding presence, serious but friendly, often sporting a Duke Blue Devils hat and a Brooklyn accent that he never lost. He was interviewed by Duke last year.
I'm Bradley Simmons. Courses that I teach here are on the djembe, West African music and history, and Afro-Cuban music.
Brevin Hampton is a teacher and professional drummer in Durham who's well known in the local jazz and Latin scenes.
At a certain level, you couldn't touch a hand drum or call yourself somebody who played a hand drum and not know him.
Hampton is one of his near lifelong students, keeping Baba Bradley's teachings alive.
There aren't any programs for folkloric black music. The closest you're going to get is a jazz program. To have somebody like Baba Bradley who is certified in the street like that, because that music comes from the street. You don't learn that music in a classroom.
Baba Bradley took generations of students who weren't music majors and got them to a performance level.
Something about that speaks to people in a very different way. And when it's done well, there are not many other things that are going to stand up to this freight train of energy that's coming at you, especially when it comes to like djembe orchestra stuff.
Atiba Rory started studying with him 30 years ago and never stopped. He's also a well-known professional percussionist and his music coordinator at the School of Dance at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Rory says if you knew Baba Bradley, you knew he was the teacher who could show you the fundamentals of Afro-Latin percussion, whether it was Cuban, Haitian, or Brazilian. That is, if you were serious.
That's why his teaching is so difficult. This has to be well kept, and it has to be kept in the right hands.
Baba Bradley was a tough teacher. I would know, because I was one of his regular conga students. Here we are playing Cuban rumba. Andrea Woods Valdez is chair of the dance program at Duke University.
When I'm in the room and Bradley's teaching a class, he creates that communal atmosphere, like everyone can play this instrument, and that's what I love about it.
She's a scholar and expert on the most popular gourd instrument of West African origin, the shekere.
But when it comes to shekere, the feeling is everybody should pick this instrument up and play it.
Woods Valdez connected with Baba Bradley through their shared histories, as well as their African spiritual traditions.
And then I realized he left us with so much. I'm still trying to like write down the notes of tidbits of things I remember.
The world lost a master drummer and a historian. But for all who knew him, Baba Bradley will always be present each time the drums call and the dancers respond. Aaron Sanchez Guerra, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
A public remembrance for Baba Bradley Simmons will be held this Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Haytai Center in Durham.